The federal health law requires that most businesses include no-cost contraceptive coverage as part of their employee health plan or face some hefty fines. The Hahn family, which runs Conestoga Wood in Lancaster, strongly opposes this based on Mennonite beliefs. They filed suit 2 years ago. Randall Wenger is a lawyer for Conestoga. He was with the Hahns, the parents, sons, wives, and grandchildren, at their business when the decision came down.
I felt like I was in hallowed ground as it was just silence until we saw the decision, and they broke out in applause and then just started thanking God and praying, because, you know, after all, these are people who are trying to follow their religious conscience.
Wenger says it's also a win for personal freedom. Local women's health advocates don't see it that way.
It's a shocking ruling. It's a startling ruling.
Carol Tracy leads the Women's Law Project in Philadelphia.
It's a ruling that is giving employers control over the access to essential reproductive health care that women need and deserve.
The decision could also carry big implications beyond contraceptive rules for businesses. Ted Ruger specializes in constitutional law at the University of Pennsylvania. He says it sets the stage for private businesses, not just individuals, to object to other federal laws on the grounds of religious beliefs.
So this could lead some for-profit corporations to come out of the woodwork with claims that may or may not be dictated by their religious beliefs, and this decision says that federal courts really aren't supposed to question those.
Ruger says everything from employment protections to environmental regulations could be the next things challenged on this basis. The Supreme Court ruling does not apply to state insurance mandates. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.